Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. All right, let's start today with a check-in with the mayor of the capital city of the nation's number one state to live in. According to U.S. News and World Report, at least, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh joins us in the studio. Mayor Walsh, welcome back.
That would make us the number one city.
I'll have you know that I think U.S. News is kind of junk science, but it still feels good.
Yeah, right? Listen, you know, we don't agree with most of what they say, but we agree with that.
Okay, well, the mayor will take your calls whether or not you agree that Boston's the number one city in the country, but you'll take your calls at 1-800-423-8255. That's 800-423-TALK. You can also check out our conversation at Facebook Live. It's going on now. It's facebook.com/Radio Boston. Okay, Mr. Mayor, tons of stuff always to talk about with you, but let me just first get your read on President Trump's speech to the joint session of Congress last night. What'd you think?
Well, first time in 18 months, we saw a Donald Trump that was controlled. And some aspects of his speech were interesting when he talked about infrastructure and working to get more money into infrastructure. I thought some of his stuff was uncalled for. I thought calling out, the murder victims' families that were there last night and highlighting the fact that they were killed by undocumented immigrants. I think that, I just think that, again, he's polarizing that issue and trying to paint a broad brush with every immigrant that's a criminal. And that's not the case. And my heart goes out to those families that were mentioned last night. But again, I think some of his rhetoric needs to stop. I'd be interested to see, but you have to give him his fair play here in his speech last night. It was delivered, well delivered. The tone was pretty a good tone compared to what we've seen. But it's one speech in 18 months. Let's see what happens today. Let's see what happens tomorrow.
So let me ask you more about that immigration part, because we, over the course of the day sort of solicited some listener questions over the internet, and we got several on immigration. One of them was this. You've offered shelter illegal immigrants in City Hall. This is according to the questioner, or wording from the questioner. Why have you never offered that to homeless citizens?
Thank you for offering that, because we're working towards, we built a brand new facility on Southampton Street for our homeless folks. We have better supports there for them to be able to provide them with the services they need. We also took on Michelle Obama's call to end veterans homelessness by the year 2015. And for all intents and purposes, we've ended chronic veterans homelessness in the city of Boston. We also have a plan right now. If you're a homeless vet and you're on the streets of Boston, and if you choose to go for help, meaning in a program with the veterans services, in 6 months, you'll be in a home. So we have a good plan in place. And, that's an easy, that's somebody clearly who didn't like my statement about City Hall, but we have facilities set up right now in our city
Mr. Mayor, let me ask you, because I think what the person was sort of keyed up about is when you said that you'd even offer your office as a sanctuary space.
Yes.
And I think for some people, what strikes them not so much is it's not that the city isn't doing work to help homeless veterans or homeless citizens, but they felt like the attention and maybe even sort of the special consideration that you may have given immigrants in that statement, they don't quite feel, whether accurately or not, they don't feel that regular citizens or homeless citizens have received that same kind of special high-profile attention.
I don't agree with that at all. But I think with the way the question was asked, but I think if people watch what we've done in 3 years with homelessness in the city of Boston, adding more services than ever before, having a system in place in our city now, working with Pine Street Inn and other nonprofits to understand every single homeless person that's on our streets and their circumstances, working to create more housing for homelessness every single day, working to bring a better delivery system of services to our homeless people. We've done a very good job of working that. I'm not saying it's a perfect job. We have more work to do, but if people do a little bit of research into what we've done on the homeless issue in Boston, we're certainly in a better situation today than we were the day before we closed Long Island Bridge.
All right. So let's ask you a question from a listener on the flip side of the immigration story. This is from, this came over Twitter from Lori Brennan 20. And Lori asks, Mayor Walsh, will you commit to prohibit ICE raids in Boston and direct authorities not to cooperate with ICE?
We've already done that. We already have that in Boston. We're very, very clear on that as well. That's not something new. You know, I can't prohibit ICE officials from coming into Boston. That's a federal regulation. But what I can do is work to make sure that the Boston Police Department is not deputized as ICE officials and do the work of immigration officials. That's not their job. Their job is to be Boston Police Department officers, making sure that our city's safe, continue to build relationships and moving our city forward. And I've been very clear on that. We also, the City Council passed the Trust Act a couple of years ago, which I proudly signed. Which also allows protections for undocumented immigrants and immigrants as a whole.
Do you? I mean, the Boston Globe today was reporting about how federal officials were asking for local detention facilities to be expanded temporarily.
Yeah, that would probably with looking at more of the sheriff's department in the city of Boston. We don't have that ability we only have our police stations and the cells in the station, so we don't have the ability for that. And so that's a question you'd have to ask probably state officials and also local sheriffs.
Okay. Well, let's take a quick call here. Alex is calling from Medford. You're on the air with Mayor Walsh, Alex.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I'd just like to get a comment that the bipartisan work that goes in by your team day in and day out is really appreciated. I'm not just in this study that ranks Boston number one, but my Boston residents, the people really feel like you have their back, and it's not just separate along party lines and vote accordingly, but, you know, pull up your sleeves, get some work done, and you know, reach across the aisle. So thank you, guys.
Well, thank you. I think what's missing in Washington today is this spirit of bipartisanship at all. You know, here in Boston, and before I was the mayor, I was a state representative, and I worked very closely with my Republican colleagues. Now, we didn't agree on every issue, but we agreed on a lot. We were able to get to middle ground on a lot. Myself and the governor don't agree on every issue, but we get to middle ground on a lot. And I think that if we could get the Congress and the Senate to act appropriately and start working together, they don't have to agree on every issue, but there has to be some middle ground here. And right now, we're so divided. Last night in the State of the Union speech, you know, I watched, for the most part, the Republicans were standing and clapping when Trump said something and the Democrats weren't. And if you go back 1 year ago, actually, the Republicans had booed President Obama. And the same was last year. The Republicans were sitting down, Democrats were standing up. That's not America. That's not what we should be portraying in America. This seems to be a very divided country today with Democrats, Republicans, and how we move the country forward. I think that's a problem. And I think as mayor, I don't have that luxury. I'm the mayor of Boston. I know I'm assuming the majority of the listeners today are Democrats, but there's also Republicans and unenrolled and maybe some Tea Party and Green Party. I'm the mayor for everybody, and you have to make decisions based on what's good for the city.
Well, so speaking about being mayor of a major city here, I want to play a bit of tape from the president's address to the joint session of Congress yesterday, because, I mean, in a sort of roundabout way, he talked about the challenges that cities face, income inequality, infrastructure, things like that. So here's President Trump.
What kind of country will we leave for our children? I will not allow the mistakes of recent decades past to define the course of our future. For too long, we've watched our middle class shrink as we've exported our jobs and wealth to foreign countries. We've financed and built one global project after another, but ignored the fates of our children in the inner cities of Chicago, Baltimore, Detroit, and so many other places throughout our land. We've defended the borders of other nations while leaving our own borders wide open for anyone to cross and for drugs to pour in at a now unprecedented rate. And we've spent trillions and trillions of dollars overseas while our infrastructure at home has so badly crumbled.
That's President Trump last night. Mayor Walsh, a lot there, but certainly there's some part of what the president said which you can get behind. I mean, let's just start with the infrastructure part.
I agree with that. I mean, I agree with building up our infrastructure. I mean, we've had to, in my brief time as mayor in 3 years, we've had to close two bridges down, the Long Island and the North Washington Street. I mean, the Northern Ab Bridge. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have, obviously, if the governor on the radio, he would be talking about the infrastructure needs of the MBTA and the federal highway. So we definitely need to make investments. But again, I'll go back to bipartisanship. The the House has not been able to get a bill. Last year they got one out, but for 6 years they were arguing about an infrastructure bill over Democrats, Republicans. That's a problem. You can't have that. And I think that's a problem. The president last night also talked about weapons and guns. He didn't say guns, but he talked about crime rates in Chicago and Detroit and Los Angeles. Well, President Obama had an executive order that had a national background check on guns, and we obviously have issues with guns as well in our streets. And no one really knows this. He reversed the executive order allowing people to not have background checks. There was a vote in the United States Congress last year that would have banned people that were on the terrorist watch list from being able to apply for a gun.
Yeah.
The Republicans voted against it.
Right.
Now, you can't tell me the Republicans agree with that. So my point is that there's a lot of issues here that he talked about, but there's ways of fixing a lot of this stuff by working, having Congress and the Senate do their job.
So what about some of the issues that are really specific to Boston? I mean, you know that just recently there was the report about released about Boston and the fact that, for example, it's in a way, even though while the city is booming and the economy is doing well, we still have that long-term income inequality problem. And this is the MAPC's report, that the city, in a way, is actually becoming more economically and racially segregated time.
Well, I'm not sure. I don't necessarily. I didn't see the MAPC report fully, so I'm not sure exactly. That was a Greater Boston report.
Yeah.
And it was one since 2000.
I mean, it was a regional report. Yeah.
So I don't have the particular numbers there. But, you know, when I look at income inequality, I look at, you know, how do we lead the way every year? And I look at the numbers, and when you look at a city like Detroit, they're not number one because they have a majority poor people living in the city and very few rich people living in the city. If you look at an area like San Francisco, they have a lot of rich people living in the city, very, very few poor people living in the city, or poorer people, I should say. In Boston, we have a mix of people that still live in the city of Boston that don't have the economic means to pay some of these high exorbitant rents, but they still live in the city of Boston. And you know, we get a negative grade because of that, but we also are a city that's a fully inclusive city that allows people to be able to live and afford here. I would much prefer to try and work to keep the people that don't have a lot of means to stay here and try and find a ways of keeping them here than having them leave here and move to the suburbs and then all of a sudden not be number one income inequality because we have no poor people living in the city of Boston. That's not a success.
Right. Let's take another call here. Ruth is calling from Winthrop. You're on the air, Ruth.
Hi, Mr. Mayor. Short time. Years and years ago, we had the Irish, Italians, Jewish, Polish come over. They came over legally. They worked hard. They respected us. They respected our way of life. In turn, we respected them. I grew up, if you needed something, if you wanted something, you worked hard for it. Now, for generations, I'm 51, a little older than you.
Not that much.
Generations, we've come into, we reward bad behavior. The illegal immigrants are coming over here illegally, breaking the law, breaking our laws. You've come out and said that you're going to defy the President of the United States on his immigration reform. You're going to cost the city of Boston tons of money. You want to make the state of Massachusetts a sanctuary state. It's going to cost the state. I've worked hard all my life for what I do, for what I need. I do volunteer work. I'm a good person. If I don't pay my excise tax, I get a warrant in the mail. You've said that illegal immigrants don't have to worry about certain crimes. So I guess
I didn't say that.
Everything.
Let me jump in. You're saying a lot of things that aren't necessarily accurate. First of all, I appreciate the call, and I'm not that much. You're not that much older than me. I'll be 50 in about 6 weeks, so I'm heading that way. My parents came to this country from Ireland. The generation right before them that came to this country were not welcome here. The Irish were not welcome here. The Italians were not welcome here. The Jews were not welcome here. So not that far long ago, they weren't welcome here. They are now, obviously. When I talked about immigration, everyone is trying to paint every single undocumented immigrant as a criminal, which is not the case. There's a lot of hardworking people in this country that are here trying to raise a family. They either had kids here or they brought their kids when they were younger to get away from the circumstances in their homeland, and they're trying to raise a family here. So I think it's unfair to say that. And what I said was that if anyone or an undocumented immigrant, but anyone commits a serious crime, then of course they should not be here. But when we talk about petty things such as, you know, maybe having an argument on the sidewalk or something like that, that's not a misdemeanor rather than a felony. That's what I was talking about. As far as defying Mr. Trump is painting everyone with the same brush, just like he's painting every single Muslim person as a terrorist. And that's unfair. the strength of our city is the fact of the different ethnicities that we have living in the city of Boston. And if you ask any mayor around the country, Democrat or Republican, most of them feel the same way I do, because we've had this conversation at the U.S. Conference of Mayors. We're concerned about it. And again, this goes back to not having the first time I heard the president talk of immigration reform being done through Congress was yesterday. He made an announcement yesterday. But what has to happen here is we need to, if we want to secure our borders, let's do it the right way. And let's put the funding where it needs to be. Building a wall is not the way to do it. First of all, you can't build a wall the whole way he wants to. And secondly, it just doesn't make sense. And there's ways of doing things. And everyone, it's easy, the immigrants are an easy target. People say they come here, they go on Social Security, they get benefits, they get disabled. You know, is there people that get on here? There are some people get on it, obviously, that shouldn't be on it. But there are plenty of people that are not immigrants that are on the same subsidies. They don't deserve it either.
Mr. Mayor, let me just jump in here because, Ruth, are you still with us?
I am, yeah.
Did anything the mayor say change your mind?
No. I mean, from what I understand, I didn't hear him personally. Someone told me they heard him during the snowstorm a couple weeks ago. He asked people to rat out their neighbors for not clearing their shovels.
No, I didn't. What are you talking about? That's not true.
Woman.
Ruth, I don't even know what you're talking about in that. That is not
well, an elderly woman, like 76-year-old, got a fine.
Well, let's clarify that. A 76-year-old woman who owns a business in South Boston who needs to, we want our sidewalks cleared so people that are handicapped, disabled, and seniors can get down the street.
And I agree with that 100%.
She got a ticket.
Don't have to worry about misdemeanors.
She got a ticket.
Illegal doesn't have to worry about.
She got a ticket. She got a ticket, and there's an opportunity for her to appeal that ticket, like everyone else. And if somebody owned a home that was an undocumented immigrant that owned a home that didn't shovel their sidewalk, they got a ticket too. So let's not go down that road.
Hey, Ruth, thank you so.
I mean, if I get a misdemeanor, I'm going to be punished by the system.
Ruth, thank you
not
so much.
Not necessarily. Not necessarily, Ruth. There's you go to court, and there's it's just like anyone else who go to court. If you're undocumented, you get a misdemeanor. It doesn't mean you don't go to court. You go to court, and you see what happens. It's the same thing. I mean, the rules aren't different for people.
Ruth, thank you so much for your call. I just want to actually stay with something which I think is at the foundation of why she called, Mr. Mayor. And you know, whether everyone listening agrees or not, and I know there's a diversity of opinion on this, so a lot of people probably don't. Every time I hear someone like Ruth talk to us on the show or I read about them, at the basis of, I think, what troubles them is that, you know, they're thinking of that there are 11 million undocumented immigrants in this country, and whether or not they are law-abiding residents while they're here, it doesn't erase the fact that in their mind they have broken the single most important law, which is they are in the country without documentation. They're in the country illegally. And so therefore, there is a question of why is it that they should be treated in exactly the same way as someone like Ruth?
Let me just say, Ruth has every right to be angry. Okay. You know, I'm not going to take that away from Ruth. 8 years ago, there was a bill introduced in the United States Senate to work on immigration. That bill went nowhere.
It failed,
6 years ago, there was a bill introduced in the United States Senate and Congress, bipartisan bill. It went nowhere. We've become a government in Washington, D.C. of Democrat versus Republican, Republican versus Democrat. That's their job. In 1992, Bill Clinton put more money into border patrol, beefed up border patrol, because we had scores and scores of people coming over the border. The two of the largest, most recent in recent history influxes of undocumented immigrants happened under Ronald Reagan and George Bush. So let's look at the problems, and let's not make it a Democrat versus Republican issue, and let's have Congress sit down and come up with a bill that works, that deals with the 11 million people in America, deals with the kids that were born here in America by undocumented immigrants, and move forward. I think I'm for that. I am for being tougher on our borders. I am for closing our borders down. I am for working to make sure that we have proper access to the United States of America. But I'm also for making sure that there's opportunities for visas for people to come in here and work. This country, you know, the ramifications of his actions are bad. In Boston, we have $1 billion tourism industry, now international tourism industry. That's going to suffer. We have medical students that go to our hospitals and universities that learn in them. They can't come in here. We have people in the tech industry that can't get jobs here because they can't get a visa to come here. We have tech companies thinking about opening up offices up in Canada because they can't get the employees here. Now, is that good for the American economy? Do we just say, let's throw everyone out and lock our door and throw away the key? Or do we say, let's come up with solutions on how we move forward. It's about solutions. And when people get beyond the President Trump rhetoric and my rhetoric and everyone else's rhetoric, it's going to come down to, I can say what I have to say, the President can say what he's going to say, and other folks can say it. It's really going to come down to, how do we solve the problem?
Right. So, I mean, there's so many other issues I wanted to talk with you about. We had a fantastic report from Deborah Becker this morning about opioids and methadone.
Yeah,
we didn't even talk about Build BPS, but I'm just looking at all the folks here on the line, and immigration is just a really hot topic on people's minds. So I want to get one more call in here before we let you go, Mr. Mayor. Peter's calling from Cambridge. You're on the air, Peter.
Yes, hello. Well, the thing that really has alarmed me, and in fact I've lived in Canada, funny you would mention that, but it is this business enemy of the people. That has raised alarm bells like nobody's business, because that, of course, is what Stalin and Hitler and Joseph Goebbels said, and that kind of propaganda can absolutely ransack a democracy, and it destroyed my French family, almost obliterated them during World War II. And hearing that in...
Peter, forgive me for jumping in here, but we're really running out of time. I'm just wondering if you could get to your question for Mayor Walsh.
The real question is how to address that and how to look back so that we don't allow that to happen, not only in this country, but right here in Boston.
Well, I think one thing is we need more clarity out of Washington on what their actions are. Ruth called a couple callers ago, and she doesn't appreciate my position. But if we actually research what the president has done, no one's really known what he's done yet, other than block the seven countries, refugees from the seven countries that come into the United States of America. It's been very unclear. It's really not a policy. It's more of a statement, and people are getting all excited about it and upset about it. But really, he hasn't done anything yet. There's really been no policy set in place, and we need to, before we can talk about where we're going as a country or what happened in the past other countries, whether it was France or Ireland or wherever it was, we really need to see what a policy is. And there's been no policy really set other than executive orders that really haven't described or defined what the policy is.
Yeah. So this was good, right? This conversation was good.
It was good.
You gonna come back more?
Yeah, I'd love to come back more. And the people that
are
people that are listening. I mean, I know everyone's upset and the emotions are high, but let's be honest. We have an unbelievable city here in Boston. We have a multicultural city. We were setting records. I could come on here and talk all day about population growth and job growth and making our schools better. And we can't let the noise of what's coming out of Washington and playing to emotion rather than dealing with the issue at hand. And I'm not one that's going to play to emotion. I'm going to deal with the issue at hand. And if Washington would step up and deal with the issue at hand, and the Congress would sit down and say, okay, let's find out what we agree on. They couldn't even agree on a transportation bill. We know that the roads are crumbling. They couldn't even agree on that bill. So let's agree on things that move our country forward instead of dividing us.
So this is why you need to come back more often, Mr. Mayor, because, I don't know, people on Facebook Live can see we have all this all these questions. We've got numbers. We've got analysis. There's so much in terms of actual policy.
Yeah, I'd rather talk about policy.
City policy,
yeah,
here.
That's good stuff.
We got to talk with you soon.
It's good things.
Boston Mayor Marty Walsh, it's always great to have you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And listeners, you know, keep those questions coming. Keep the conversation going. Go to radioboston.org. Send us your comments. We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.